Blog Talk Radio.
That music, you know that you are tuned in to the Perspective Power Radio Network, and it's probably 8 a.m. Eastern on a Wednesday, and this Wednesday is the 16th day of December 2015, and this is Vitamin G. We also call the show Attitude of Gratitude, and we give a lot of gratitude out to the music man you are listening to. It's award-winning artist David Martinka. You can find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net, and we certainly hope that you do. You know, we titled the program today, Vitamin G is More Important Than Knowledge, and it plays off an old, old adage, an old statement that says, imagination is more important than knowledge. And I have to tell you, these titles of these shows come up, and then usually within a week or so, or 2 weeks, whenever the title gets posted, things will start happening that will illustrate to me that this title was more than just something that floated through my head and said, hey, type me on the website, put me out there. And I have to tell you, I do coaching for people, and I had a coaching client last night who is still holding on to decades and decades and decades of anger. And she's right, because there's a lot of people that have, you know, misstepped in her life, and they've sort of contributed to a tremendous amount of unpleasant circumstances. However, where she could take control of this situation is by focusing her energy on gratitude. Not necessarily at this point for what these people have done in her life, even though that would be huge. That would just be a massive, massive step she's not ready to take yet. But just to start with gratitude, because the knowledge that she has is of all these unpleasant things, right? And she keeps focusing on that knowledge. And what I've pointed out to her is that the more she focuses on anything, the more that thing she focuses on grows in her life. So rather than being able to move forward and away from it, what she's done is she's just created an environment of, it's like a playground for more of this unpleasant energy to come to her. And it finds her like a magnet, zeppo, and it just sort of hangs on. So at this point, for her and for her own, without sounding technical or whatever, for her own sanity, it would behoove her to focus on her vitamin G and her gratitude than it would the knowledge of these things that have occurred in her life. And again, these are very real things, very serious things. And yet, what keeps coming to my mind, and it came to my mind when this title came to me, is what do you want to be, right or happy? Now, you can be right and not necessarily be happy about it, because sometimes being right means you're holding on to things that aren't pleasant. But you're right, and you're happy that you're right, because you're seeking validation for something. And you're seeking the acquiescence of maybe somebody else, or maybe it's corporate America. You know, somebody did you wrong when you bought a product, and they never made it right for you. They never stood behind their promise. They never upheld their, you know, their policies of we'll fix it for you, or we'll give you your money back. You know, all these things that companies will promise us. And you can stand there with your arms crossed over your chest and say, you know what, you said, and I'm going to stand here until you make it right, and then I'll be happy. Well, if you've ever stood all balled up like a pretzel like that, and I'm sitting here like this all at once, I cross my arms, that is just too funny. Like I needed to get into the character. I must be a method actor or something, right? That's an uncomfortable position. It pulls on your shoulders. It tugs on your neck muscles. It holds your head rigid in one place so you can't see there's any other options or ways of looking around. How could that work more in your favor? Start being grateful for anything. let's get your mind totally off of that situation, that thing, that product, and let's look at anything you can be grateful for. I am grateful that I woke up at a good time this morning because it gave me time to go through my morning routine, grab some oatmeal, make a cafe latte, and be here in time for the show. So I'm very grateful for all of that. And rather than say I'm grateful for my morning routine, sometimes I break it down. I'm grateful I had something to pour my latte in. I'm grateful I had a spoon to stir my oats with. I'm grateful that I had just a smidge of peanut butter left in that jar to add to. I do. I put peanut butter in my oatmeal. It's a great taste, guys. I recommend it highly. And when I do that, I find myself experiencing happy and feeling right about it. See, you can do that. You can bring it all together. But if I looked at the knowledge of what time I woke up and logistically and logically did I have enough time to make it into the studio today, if I'd have focused on that, I literally would have found all these things that would have stopped me from getting to the studio on time. Because I was cutting it kind of close. Yep, pepper. The wonderful thing about it is that illustration of what happened to me this morning, time-wise, actually, again, supported that vitamin G is more important than knowledge. I just was so grateful I got to turn the Christmas lights on, because I do. And my family must think I'm nuts. I wake up first thing in the morning, I go out, I turn the Christmas lights on. Why? Because I want to see them too. Why should we wait until Christmas Eve just to look at them? Flip those bad boys on. They're pretty. And I take care of this and I take care of that to make sure that the day gets going, get my vitamins, everything's wonderful and great. And I focus on all the things I'm grateful for, and everything just kind of sails real smoothly. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And as I just stated a moment ago, it wasn't ideal circumstances when I woke up this morning. There could have been a train wreck because I could have stayed focused on the fact that if I'd have just woken up a half an hour earlier, OMG, it would have been so much easier on me. And then I was put in mind of the conversation I had with the client yesterday. And I thought, that is exactly what I was trying to explain to her. Now, I can explain the scenario. She has to figure it out. That's the difference between coaching and just being a friend with a listening ear sometimes. You want to help. You want to give them the answer because you know they're seeking. But really, the answers are inside of us. When that young lady realizes that vitamin G is more important than knowledge, it is a game changer for her. Now, it won't go back and remedy the things that were done almost 10 years ago. Almost 10 years ago, right? What it will do for her, and it's a mind blower, is it will turn her in the direction of now all this good she's looking for to come to her. Because she keeps looking at the mess to bring her the good. She keeps saying, when you apologize, when you fix it, when you fill in the blank, then I'll be happy. But she's not happy. And she keeps not being happy. And she thinks it's because these people have to make her happy. Your gratitude will bring you your happiness. That is more important than all of that knowledge. And that's what all of this has been circling around, landing on, talking about today, is that when you decide that, yes, this is what I know, but this is what I feel. This is what I know, but this is what I feel. Because there is the real power of all the words that I've been giving you. Knowledge is what you know. But gratitude is what you feel. When you can own your feelings, when you can legitimately say, I'm happy today. I am happy today. Even if you're not legitimately happy, say it. But let that energy just sort of droop your shoulders down a little bit and loosen your neck up. And I'm sitting here spinning my head around like anybody can see that. Can you all see this? Can you see what I'm doing here? I'm relaxing. I'm unwinding. And you can start to feel the gratitude. You may have to talk yourself through it first. It doesn't necessarily happen immediately that you say you're grateful, and then all at once you feel it. Sometimes you really have to work on it. It depends on how ingrained all the other situations are inside of you. And I promise you, and I promise you, and I promise you, that once you have felt that energy of gratitude, And you have something inside of you. There's a connection in your brain and in your heart and in your energy and in your very solar plexus that knows what that feels like. It is replicatable. because you know what it feels like. Because you've given yourself the chance to know what that feeling of vitamin G is. And then the really awesome thing that occurs is that you get it, that that feeling is more important than the things that you know. That feeling is more important than any reason to stand there toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye, face-to-face, nose-to-nose with whatever an issue is that's out there. Because I'm going to tell you what, if somebody or something is out there to bug you, that's its only job. That's its only job. Unemploy it. Send it walking. Give it its papers. Don't even give it a notice. Just boot it out the door, shut the door, and lock it. Because its only job is to stand there and fight with you. Because that's its only job, it's a heck of a lot stronger. It's a heck of a lot stronger than your ability to fight it. And all trying to fight it's going to do is, number one, rob you of joy. Number two, rob you of happiness. Number three, annoy the dickens out of you. Number four, waste your time. Number five, could bring about tremendous physical discomfort. Number six, can ruin you financially. Number seven, start to alienate you from people that you once thought were your friends. Number eight, keep that dark cloud hanging over your head at all times. We could just keep going on. I can think of another 100 reasons I'm going to stop because I'm running out of time and I don't want to spend the rest of my time talking about that. The knowledge that you have is only there, think about this, to help you find your gratitude. What about that? And then when you get your vitamin G rocking, you will realize how much more important it is than your knowledge. What you know and what you feel need to be in alignment for everything inside your world to go, hey, 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 I got this, hey, 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 I'm doing good, hey, 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 this really makes sense. Now, here's the really cool thing about it. When you get your knowledge and your feeling and your energy all rocking together, what it does, too, is it keeps attracting more things that give you a reason to validate that energy. Now, does that mean that all the other stuff out there goes away? No. It just means you're not so readily able to see it and experience it. You can still know that there's funky stuff. There can still be funky stuff that comes into your vibration. But you will have gifted yourself the ability to jump right into your gratitude, to get right into your feelings. And even though that knowledge is sitting there pretty hot and heavy, pretty dang strong, if you're focused on your gratitude, you are strengthening your natural energy. You are becoming strong as, if not stronger than, that knowledge that's sitting there. Because nobody can make you feel inferior without your permission. Thank you, the late, great Eleanor Roosevelt, for that. Thank you. Einstein, I believe, was the one who said that imagination is more important than knowledge. Give yourself a gift any time of the year. Right now it happens to be the holiday time because it's the 16th of December of 2015. But give yourself a gift any day of the week, any time of the year, of getting into your feelings of gratitude, giving in to the knowledge of things that do not resonate with you. Give yourself that gift. Allow yourself to work that energy up to such a glorious pitch that you become an expert at it. And the wonderful thing about it is everything else in your life will shift to meet that. Everything else in your life will sing in harmony with that. And I promise you that. Can't promise a lot of stuff for people these days, but I can promise you that. I know it works. I do it. I've done it. When you do it, you'll know it. You'll keep doing it, and you'll tell other people about it, and so on and so on and so on, and kind of like that shampoo commercial, right? No shampoo commercials here, but I do want to thank everybody, including award-winning artist David Martinka, who supplies our music. He's found at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Find me on Facebook, facebook.com/perspectivepower. And, of course, we are live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern here on the Perspective Power Radio Network. Vitamin G, more important than knowledge.